Masechet Eduyot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het. And this Mishnah will have a machloket between Rabbi Tzadok and the Hachamim about whether certain objects are susceptible to become Tameh or not. Mishnah says, Shelosha Devarim Rabbi Tzadok Mit Tameh, V'Hachamim Mit Taharin. There are three different things that Rabbi Tzadok says could become Tameh, and Hachamim disagree, and they say these things are incapable of becoming tameh. Number one, masmer ashulhani, the nail of a money changer. A money changer had scales. He would weigh the money in order to understand the value of them with proper weights, and he would hang the scale on a nail that was attached to a cabinet. The halacha is, if you have a metal object, even if it doesn't have a bet kibul, a hollow space, it could become tameh if it serves the need of people. For example, a pair of scissors. It doesn't have a bet kibul, doesn't have a hollow space to store something. It's not a keli in that regard, but it has use, so therefore it could become tameh. Rabbi Tzadok also connects that to this nail where the scales are hung. According to him, it serves the needs of people, so therefore it's a utensil and could become tameh. Hachamim disagree, and they say that no, the nail doesn't have its own function, but the nail stuck into the cabinet is part of that cabinet, and it could only become tameh if the cabinet becomes tameh. That's number one. Number two, ve'aron shel garosot, a chest of a bean grinder. Bean grinder, he stores the beans that he ground up into flour in a wooden chest. That wooden chest is usually kept in one spot and does not move around. According to the Hachamim, the rule is that a wooden object cannot become tameh unless it's usually moved from place to place. So therefore, this wooden chest, which is kept in one spot, cannot become tameh. But according to Rabbi Tzadok, since occasionally it's moved to repair it and other different reasons that it would be moved around, but rarely, but since it's moved around once in a while, it's enough for it to be considered a keli, and therefore it could become tameh. Number three, umasmer shel even shaot, the nail of a sundial. The sundial was what they would use in those days in order to tell time. They would have a nail right in the middle of it, and the shadows that would be given off of that nail would point to the right hour of the day. According to the Rabbi Tzadok, since the nail is used, it has a purpose, like we had with the nail that was being used for the money changer. It has a human needs purpose, and therefore it could become tameh. But Hachamim disagree, and they say no. Really, anything could make a shadow. We happen to be using a nail in this situation, so since it's so, anything could be used. It's so not a big deal that it was the nail, so therefore it's not enough to be classified as a utensil, and therefore according to Hachamim, it cannot become tameh. It always remains tahor, and it's not considered to be a utensil. Rabbi Tzadok metameh, v'Hachamim metaharin. In all of these cases, Rabbi Tzadok says that the item is a utensil capable of becoming tameh, but Hachamim disagree. They say that these items remain pure, tahor. They cannot become utensils.